Yep, here we go. And we are live. Welcome
What
back
up?
to what's up, man? Welcome back to another episode of Quality Time TV. First episode of 2019. Happy New Year, bro.
Yes, sir. Happy New Year to you too, my brother. That's
Yeah,
how we
word.
go.
Bringing in this new year strong, man.
That's what I'm supposed
One thing I
to
noticed that we never do, bro, we never introduce ourselves. Like
do.
people first time tuning in have no idea who they listening to. But
Facts. Big
shout out to
facts.
everybody that is tuned in, YouTube, SoundCloud, wherever you're at, iTunes, all of that. But it's DJ Dean. Oh, that's you?
Ooh, be back. Respect. But yeah, we never do introduce ourselves. We wildin', bro. So, if you would like to do the honors, my friend.
As you know, Quality Time TV, DJ Deem, and we also got how you want me to say, how you want me to introduce you?
Your boy, Lord.
There we go.
You already know what it is. It's
Lord
your
in the
boy, Lord, in
building.
the building. It's got to be
I'm
that.
sitting over here hydrating, man. It's been New Year's Eve was last night. I was spinning, had a couple
Shit.
drinks, man.
Yo, last night was nuts, bro. I think everybody last night was mad real. I hope everybody made it home safe and all that and all that and all
Word.
that.
Word, absolutely, right?
Word, because shit got fake hectic for me. I'm gonna keep that like for another episode. Maybe when we talking about police and the fuckery and all
Oh man.
that. Yeah, I'm gonna hold that down. Y'all tune in later on. We'll get into
Oh man. Glad I wasn't in that boat, man. But
Other
you
than,
got
but before that, it was a great night. You feel what I'm saying? We had an amazing time. I went to my shorty's aunt's house in Long Island, and they turned, yo, when I say, I mean, I don't know if they seen Soul Train about to come out with some new shit, some documentary series or something, but they turned up, my nigga. I felt like I was in the 70s, bro. It was nothing but Jerry Curl. Now let me stop right there. It was nothing but fucking wigs and silk shirts and weird ass gold chains, bro. Everybody was turned on. Liquor was flown. It was nuts, bro. It was good though.
That sounds good. That sounds good.
Or what you got into?
I was spinning at the Grill Village out in New York City. It was great. The people there, I was spending there with DJ Micro Don. It was a great time. People there were turned up. They had a it was just it was a lot.
Sound like some place you could get really fucked up at.
Absolutely. Shout out to them though. Shout out to them. But as we all know, Instagram likes to cut us off. They cut us off last week after
Yo,
our hour.
we had to, but last week was lit. If y'all didn't tune into last week, please go check that shit out because it
Yeah,
was
what did we do last week again? Remind them.
oh shit, what was it? It was something like some small shit. I think. Oh yeah, we gave away a TV. Word.
Something like
Somebody right now playing Super Smash Brothers in HD right now. You feel what I'm saying? I respect it. It was lit
yes,
though.
they're part of Quality Time Rewards. If y'all know what that is, what we do is we like to reward our audience members, you guys, for tuning in. We appreciate y'all
Yes,
for
sir.
your attention. So make sure y'all tell y'all friends, y'all family, there's gonna be a lot of stuff in 2019 coming out. And speaking of
Facts.
2019, I think we need to do a little bit of wrap up of 2018, man. Like
Yo,
a
oh my
lot happened.
God, did it. 28. I know a lot of people hated 2018, but
Yeah.
I seen some shit. It was like 2018 didn't suck. You just ain't do shit to progress.
Talk about it.
I'm like, fuck. Like that's kind of rough, but I mean, it depends. It depends. It's not always true. You feel what I'm saying? It depends.
Yeah, because I'm
But
you put yourself in any position, you know. You put yourself in your position. So if
right.
people say 2018 sucked for them, you made it suck.
Right, exactly. So do something about it, change it.
Talk about it. That's a fact.
Oh,
That's a fact. Speaking of wrap ups, man, did you catch Uncle Murda's 2018 wrap up?
not yet, but you know I
Ooh.
gotta tune into that. This nigga's fucking yo, shout out Uncle Murda, Brooklyn, everything. You feel what I'm saying? That nigga right there, hilarious. He one of the godfathers, you already know. And he'll shove your face off. So what they say, talk to me nice, yeah.
Yeah, word. And he definitely dropped that wrap up, man. He went off on it, and he mentioned a lot of people on there. But you know, speaking of people that he mentioned, I want to get into some of his top artists that we had in 2018. And shout out to everybody that's tuned in right now. At About Dollars, I see you. 1906 Entertainment, I see you. Thank y'all for tuning in.
Word.
right now we're talking about some of the top artists. Let us know in the comments who y'all think are the top artists of 2018. And first, I'm gonna start off by saying I have who I think, but I'm gonna say that it's mostly in hip hop. So if you are listening or whatever, and y'all have other artists, please put us on. Like, we do want to know.
Yes, we do.
But how about you start? Who would you say? Let's start off in the category of rookie. Who do you think was the rookie that took 2018?
That shit rough, because personally, it's a few of them to me. But you all know we start off with, yeah, it's we from New York. So what you call him? What's his name? 6ix9ine, right? Tekashi 6ix9ine.
Oh, yeah, that guy.
That dude right there, he is the definition of supernova, my nigga. Like, got crazy big and then blew the fuck up and disappeared, like. Like, and I mean, I know it was under fucked up circumstances. Hopefully we see how that turned out, but we're not going to hear nothing from that in a while. You know, this justice system takes years to make anything move, especially.
Can't hear you, bro. Like, can't hear you.
I said, you know, this justice system takes years for shit to move, especially in a case like that. That's so big and shit. You feel me? So God bless him, but he definitely was one that had a crazy year. Who else? Who else? Juice WRLD.
Oh,
Juice WRLD's
100%.
Lit. Facts. Juice WRLD's lit simply because, shit, that nigga got the shout out from Sting because he used his song and then do one to Soon for the bread, which is messed up. But what you gonna do? You feel what I'm saying? And like he said, he might have lost millions, but he made millions and he gained millions of followers. So he's gonna be lit forever now. So fuck it, you want to try to get over on me one time, do your thing.
Yeah,
you know, and he fake. I know there's a couple of people that didn't know who Juice WRLD was but knew Sting, but now they do.
Yeah,
so
he's able to use that to his advantage right there.
And last but not least, I would say XXXTentacion, but another sad case of somebody who blew up and then like got cut short.
Yeah.
Very, very short. Like, he was only, what, 19, I think? Or 20?
Yeah.
Like, he's young, that's kid. Ridiculous. Right. And he touched a lot of people. That boy built a cult of personality around him. Like, and you would have thought it was all fuck shit from the look at me, fucking that shit. But then you really get to understand who he is and see what he's about. And you realize, like, nah, this kid is, like, probably more advanced than a lot of older people.
100%. I think that was one of the problems with him for this year. And something that I noticed as well was that a lot of people were basing their opinions on him by his looks and not actually going and listening to his music. Because if you actually, and shout out to everybody that's in the chat, Baby Dap, I see you. That guy, Stan, I see you. I'm Aries Bartuff, I see you. Thank you all for tuning in. Let us know in the comments what y'all think. Who do you think is the top artist for this year? So I was saying with X, is people looked at him and it was this weird kid. He had like gray hair and everything, but nobody actually listened to him speak. Nobody actually listened to his music and understood the messages that he was bringing out. And I was one of those people at the beginning when I heard the Look at Me record, and I was like, yo, what is this? This is trash. Like, this guy's screaming on the record. It's not mixed properly. And then when he got out of jail, his first interview he did with Adam 22. And, you know, I saw parts of it. I never actually watched the interview, but I saw parts of it. And I was like, wow, this kid's actually pretty intelligent. I listened to the album 17 when he dropped that, which was his first album.
Yo,
and that moved me.
Crazy. Crazy. I feel you on that. I forced myself to listen to that one, and it shocked me, bro.
Yeah.
I was like, this is, nah, cool. That's I was like, all right, so he does have sense. He does have something going on up there. So XX is real for that, but continue. My bad, bro.
No. Oh, good. So, like, I 100%. Like, I listened to 17 and I told everybody, I said it after I listened to it. I said, yo, he's going to blow. This kid is going to be a superstar. And unfortunately, as we all know, his career got cut short. But as far as this year, as far as rookie of the year, I'm definitely going to say it's between 6ix9ine and Juice WRLD as well. I don't think anybody else was touching a 6ix9ine level as far as presence. I think his presence, he made Instagram this year. He made Instagram interesting. And, you know, the year before that, we had Cardi B.
Right.
And Cardi B kind of did the same thing. Her presence was everywhere. She had a record come out, and then she started doing features with everybody, started really making it known. And he's dropping music consistently as well. We got two albums from him. We got Dummy Boy, and we got two, I think Day 6ix9ine was last year. Might have been last year. Yeah, but still, every time he dropped a song, he switched it up on us. We got something new. Juice WRLD, on the other hand, I feel like Juice WRLD, he had one song that shot him all the way up to the top, which was the Lucid Dreams record. Right. And great song. And it ran through the whole summer. He made it up on Billboard. I don't think he hit number one. He got cut from hitting number one, I remember, because that's the week that X died.
Oh,
and so Sad shot up. Yeah, Sad went straight up to number one.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that would have been his week. Shout out to everybody that's tuned in again. Ernst World, I see you right now. We're talking about top artists. What's your opinions on top artists for 2018?
Throw your opinion in the comments. Let us know.
Let us know. We are listening. So after thinking about it, I think I might have to go with 6ix9ine. I think it's gonna be 6ix9ine. As far as presence, music, that consistency, Juice WRLD had a lot of influence.
Lord.
But presence, 6ix9ine is rookie of the year for me.
As far as you gonna feel, you gonna feel me like I'm inescapable. Fact, 6ix9ine was that. And all to the point where people that didn't even like him was tuning in just to see what would happen.
Yep.
You feel me? Like, that speaks for itself. Like, 6ix9ine took it to a different level, and he went about it in a crazy way. And honestly and truly, he would have gotten away with it if it wasn't for
if it wasn't for those meddling feds.
Ultra Society, he would have got away with it if it wasn't for them, and if it wasn't for the people around him, not even the feds, because police and thief, right? That's what they say. Like, that's the way the world works. So you can't expect them not to want to investigate crime. That's their job. But it's just the people around him was moving so fucking dumb. Like, if you see, but then again, they had shit on them from 2013, they said. But even if, like, once you get on in that position and there's millions being funneled in, you got to start moving militant, bro. You got to switch it up. You got to pay people off. You got to move like the mafia. Like, you got too much bread behind you to lose for you to still be out here being a nigga getting caught on phone taps and this, that, and the third talking crazy. You got snitches in your organization. You got mad shit. That means probably people wasn't getting fed or something. I don't know, bro. It's probably a lot of bullshit behind it, but it's just a fucked up situation. And 6ix9ine, it's crazy because the more time passed, the more it becomes I just hope he's okay. Before it was, nah, fuck 6ix9ine. This nigga thinks he's tough. He talking crazy. This suck my dick. This suck my dick. That. Now it's just, pray for 6ix9ine.
Yo, people out here talk about free 6ix9ine.
48 laws of power, bro. Absence. Yeah. Using your absence, bro.
When he comes down, he's breaking Instagram. Like, Instagram is going to break.
The internet, bro. Everything. Everything is going to go crazy when 6ix9ine pull up.
Mm-hmm. But so hopefully that does happen, man. And, hopefully we get some more music from him this year. Let's see what happens with that. So let's move on. Like, we got top rookie. Now let's broaden it up. Who do you think had the best career this year? Any artist, anybody who had the best career? Mine is 6ix9ine.
Career wise, yours is 6ix9ine.
No, I said mine is 6ix9ine because he kind of wins by default at this point.
not to me, because career wise, I feel like the monetary side of it play a large role. I seen Earns type Juice WRLD, it fucked me up. But it plays a large part in it. Mm-hmm. Like, if you want to talk career-wise, but then again, that depends on what you consider happiness. Because if you got a career that you consider, that you love, you feel me? Then you won. And then we could say, career-wise, you won. Yeah. But Earn to says, me, it got a lot to do with the money side.
Earn says, hottest artist to me, 6ix9ine, Cardi, Juice WRLD, A Boogie, Travis Scott. And he says 6ix9ine. Yeah, A Boogie did. He was out for a bit. He threw 6ix9ine off Impact. He says, like, musically,
Different argument.
this is a different argument, which is a good point. So who would you say musically had the best records out this year?
Right.
Because let's not forget everything that did come out. Drake did drop music. Travis Scott dropped music. Kanye dropped music and weird rollout, and we still didn't get Yandy yet, whatever at this point. But DJ C Pop, I see. Thanks for tuning in. Right now we're talking about top artists. Right
Yeah.
now we're talking about musically. So let's what would you say is the top artists this year that produce solid quality music? It doesn't have to be an album, but consistently drop good music.
Me?
Yeah. C Pop says
Let's see.
Anderson Paak.
And ooh, good choice. Good choice. Good choice. Anderson .Paak, definitely. Oh, who is consistently putting out good music whole year?
Earn says Travis.
Travis Scott too, yes. See, I want to say somebody like Nipsey Hussle, but you feel me? Like that. When it comes to like artists of the year to me, I'm going with like Nipsey Hussle. I'm going with like I don't want to. No, I'm not gonna say him. Damn, and I'm going with Nipsey Hussle based strictly off of what you call it, his album that he put out, because that joint was incredible. Oh, J. Cole too. Kendrick, but I feel like Kendrick more took a backseat to other people this year than other years. Unless I'm bugging with the whole Black Panther joint. The soundtrack for
The
that. And
soundtrack.
King's Dead and all. Ooh, J-Rock. J-Rock is underrated as hell, but that album that he put out, Jesus Christ, boy. If you ain't hear J-Rock album, basically Kendrick Big Bro album, you gotta go check that out.
Yeah.
That was
And in the chat, Ernsville says Travis. Travis to me, like all around feature wise, all that. It says can't forget Nip.
Nipsey, right?
DJ C Pop says why not 6ix9ine? He puts J Rock exclamation points. We said 6ix9ine, but
Right, J-Rock, exactly.
we definitely said 6ix9ine. We went with top rookie of 2018. We gave it to 6ix9ine.
Yeah.
6ix9ine definitely wins that.
right
Ernst says, but everyone don't fuck with Nip. Nip is a better artist musically
and
than a
a
lot of people.
lot of pe thank you, Ernst. Thank you, bro.
But
Nipsey,
why do y'all think that though? Is that
because he got a niche, bro, and because he came up in a niche and then he took that over and then took it international. Like you're not gonna say, well, no, nah, that's a bad choice, because a lot of people would. But a lot of people won't say Bob Marley's one of the greatest musicians. You feel me? But a lot of people would, and it's a lot of people. Majority of the people that would is more from like that niche. You feel me?
I hear you. Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? But Nipsey is like a LA dude, West Coast. He came up with the West Coast sound. He's still on the West Coast sound, but then he took it global in the sense of he made it relatable to everybody. So I understand why he's not going to be held to a higher acclaim as these other people yet. Because now he put the game on notice. So when he keep dropping now, watch. They're gonna consider him one of the greats, bro. And that's
Yeah.
why his name is Nip Hustle the Great.
I think it also comes down to his marketing team.
Yeah,
I feel
true.
like I
Oh,
because
yo, that's a fact. You know what? I watched the interview with him recently, and he said the girl that he was working with was like, we're going to give you a real rollout and we're going to let you see what that could actually do for you, because we feel bad. We feel like you never actually had the chance to see what a real machine behind you could do.
Yeah.
And that's what happened with his album. What was the name? Victory Lap.
Yeah, this
That's
is really
proper
good.
Victory Lap.
Really good. Ernst says, mix gangster rap with motivation music.
Facts.
100%.
That perfect.
100%. It's the
Perfect.
best way to describe it.
Words.
Yeah.
For sure.
And that's what it comes down to a lot of artists is the marketing. Like we talked about earlier, the reason why 6ix9ine was able to take 2018 was because he used social media to his advantage.
True.
I don't think if there was no Instagram, if six if there was no Instagram, 6ix9ine would have had a year like last year.
True. Instagram wouldn't be as popular. Hell no. Well, then again, you never know, because they might have found something else. No, that algorithm don't sleep.
Yeah,
Other
yeah.
than except for 12.
100%, 100%.
So they would have found something else, but it probably would have been even dumber, because 6ix9ine, most a lot of his antics were stupid anyway. So It probably would have been worse.
Yeah. You've been doing some wild stuff. But as far as like other artists I could think that had great music this year, Teyana Taylor's album was wonderful. I enjoyed that. Another album I think that got slept on, let me not say album because we're gonna get into albums, but another artist I think that dropped good music this year and people that wasn't paying attention was Designer. Designer Word. Actually dropped some really good records this year.
Word?
Nobody paid attention to that.
You're right, because I don't know what you're talking
about.
But I like Designer aura. Like, you feel what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
He's almost like you can't get to him, and he always hype, he always happy. So if he did, then God bless.
Yeah. I want to see more from him, man. Like, you know, he came out, and he turned into the one-hit wonder. Yeah. And he could have had a lot with his sound. He could have done a lot after he really, I think he found that separation from what made him sound like Future was his energy.
You were.
And he could have, honestly, you think about it, Designer could have been the 6ix9ine.
Yeah.
When you think about the energy on the record.
Right. If he just had a little bit more personality with it.
Mm-hmm.
When I mean personality, I mean like something, a way to reach people other than just grah. You feel what I'm saying? Other than just pure hype. 6ix9ine actually was speaking. Designer barely ever even spoke or expressed himself. 6ix9ine was expressing himself to the millionth power. So it really created like a cult of personality around him. Like, this is my message and it's going out to you no matter what.
100%.
Designer was just hype. And I don't even think he liked doing interviews.
It doesn't look like it. You rarely see him do them. And then when he does, most of the times he's doing that wild stuff. But then he speaks, like you hear him actually speak and you realize like he's actually smart. He's intelligent. So yeah. I don't know. Yes, I'm not sure what it is.
Yes, he is. But there's a lot of people that do that though.
Mm-hmm.
Like OG Mako.
Oh, yeah. But he came out and was like, he made that song for fun.
Right. And I think he said he hated
it. Yeah.
I'm sure. And Sheck West, too. Sheck was smart as hell, but look at Mo Bamba.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. Forgot about that. Talk about 2018.
Word. Sheck West kind of was like a mini supernova, too.
This happened too late.
He had no word. It happened too late, and I don't know where the follow-up is, unless I just ain't been paying
attention. I believe he dropped a project. But once again, this goes back to your marketing. If nobody knows you dropped the album, nobody can listen to your album. So, you know, I think the message is for 2018, if anybody really wants to pay attention, is you got to utilize, do what 6ix9ine did.
Right. Utilize the tools that's in front of you to the maximum potential. He just understands it. Somebody probably told him, like, put him on game to how IG really work. And he was like, that's it. I watch Rainbow Hair, Wild.
Why did I just hear that in his voice when you said that?
for real though, you already know. You know it's real, bro. 6ix9ine is he's one of a kind, bro.
100%. Yo, Rhonda, what's good? Rhonda rocks. Thanks for tuning in.
Yes. Shout out, Rhonda.
So, let's move on to the next thing since I already brought it up. Let's go into top albums. There was a few projects that did drop this year. There was a couple stuff that did drop. What would you say was a top album for this year? Because you think about what an album is a reflection of an artist, you could say, for the year that puts together all of their talent and says, this is me, this is what I'm giving you. Who would you say had that best piece of work this year?
Honestly, off the top of my head, did Kendrick drop an album this year?
I don't remember. I don't think so.
I don't think so either, but off the top of my head, right now, it would have to be KOD, right? By J. Cole, Kids on Drugs, Victory Lap by Nipsey Hussle, and Redemption by J. Rock. And the reason why I say that is when I think of album, I'm thinking complete body of work that like fully explains the message that you're trying to get across within it and creates an atmosphere around it where like you feel like you're there or like it's super relatable to the point where like you close your eyes and it's like you right there with him in the story. And the finish, victory lap, Nipsey Hussle, start to finish, bro. I don't think there's a song I skipped, bro. And mind you, it's weird because he did that album over years. So it's a bunch of different songs from different time periods that he made into, he created an atmosphere around it, really showed you like, this is LA, this is where I'm from, this is how I got to where I'm at, and this is how I'm gonna maintain and get further. J. Cole with KOD, to me, that was amazing because like, yeah, the message ain't for me. I'm not a drug addict, I'm not a pill head, but KOD for the person that it's for, incredible. And even regardless of that, just everybody could get something from that about mindfulness, like meditation and stuff like that, instead of reaching to bad sources to get over stuff or escape, meditation, or just not spending your money crazy or whatever. But he still made it relatable. He used like other people's flows, like these younger kids' flows, so it could be relatable to the younger crowd, and he killed the whole thing and created an atmosphere around it. You feel me? Who was the other one? J-Rock. Same thing with Redemption. My God. Like, you listen to that, even the intros and stuff, it kind of reminds me of A Tribe Called Quest with the robotic voice.
It kind of reminds
me of that. And even though J. Cole actually did that, like, J-Rock kind of reminds me of that because of the way how it, like, poses a question and also answers it at the same time. And even the intros where he like, back in the projects, I lost it all, now I'm back in the projects, and then like King's Dead Start or whatever, like it was just incredible, like as a story. So it's hard for me to choose between those three, but to me, it's those three. Rhonda says XXX, and she said yes, Victory Lap was fire, best rap album. Wait, which one is best rap album, Victory Lap or XXX? What, XXX was 17?
Nah, that was a question mark. Mark album. I think she's talking about Victory Lap. Let us know, Rhonda. I'm going to have to agree with her. His best album, and I had this debate a few times as far as best piece of work that was put together, was X.
X?
You want to talk about a well-rounded album that showed all sides of an artist? It definitely was X. He put every sound that we've been hearing in the past year on his album. It wasn't just an album where it was all mumble rap, or it was all rap music, or it was all rock sounding music. He gave us everything. There was a piece of everything on that album. And you know, that for me, that's the album that showed that he had the potential to become one of the GOATs, just because of that range that he had. Like, the kid got on there spitting bars, and not just, a lot of times when we hear mumble rappers spitting, not that he's a mumble rap, but when we hear these young kids spitting, it's like, oh, wow, this is a big deal. Like, kind of when Juice WRLD does it, it's a big deal. But when the stuff he's actually saying on there, you're like, wow, that was actually pretty dope. I remember, shout out to Earns, if Earns is still tuned in, I remember Earns was like, yo, I would love to see him, like, get on a freestyle somewhere or something, just from hearing that verse. Rhonda says, yes, it was a great body of work, truly talented kid.
Oh, she said Victory Lap was best rap album. Okay.
Yeah.
Facts. He was, what you saying, so you saying you like that he touched like the full range of the current spectrum of hip hop?
Yeah, I feel like he showed his range of his talent. His talent, that you can't put him in a box and say, yeah, X is just a mumble rapper. He looks this way, and that's the type of music that he is going to make. And you know, that's not easy to do at all. We've seen artists throughout the years try to change and adapt to different sounds. It's not an easy thing to do. So, you know, that's why I've had the debate with people and say, as far as best piece of work, I think that is the best piece of work that did come out of 2018. Some other ones that I could say is on my list, like I said, Teyana Taylor's album was wonderful. I thought that was a great, great piece of work as well.
Oh, whoa, I'm bugging Daytona.
Daytona. Jesus Christ. Yes, Pusha T, yeah.
Even though Daytona was only six songs, it really, even from the cover, bro, and he even explained it when he was like, people was mad he used one of, what's her name, Whitney Houston bathrooms with all the drugs and stuff spread around, but he was like, perfect example. He was basically just referencing Chaos Theory, where even in chaos, there's order. He's like, I know whatever drug addict comes into this bathroom right now knows exactly where everything is, even though to us it looks crazy. Mm. So there's an order to it, even though it's in chaos. And I'm like, yo, for you to go that hard on the cover, like, yeah, you feel what I'm saying? Like, just the cover.
That's
picture.
That good music stuff right there,
yeah,
man.
Yeah. Push a T on a different level, bro.
That's how good music be thinking, man. They always 10 steps ahead. Word. Everybody on there. Kanye
shout
be doing
out good,
it.
Shout out good music. And they roster. I mean, if you want to talk active and inactive or previous and current, they roster been crazy, bro.
Yeah, they need to sign Blueface.
Huh? I'll be there.
Oh man. Nah, I'm joking. If anybody that's listening to that, I'm DJ Deem just made a funny joke. He's not serious at all.
I pray.
Nah.
But you never know. They might he might be just a canvas right now and they might fill it in and I don't know.
He's gonna blow. I'm telling y'all from now, Blueface is gonna blow. There's nothing we can do about it.
What if they crown him? What if they crown him King of the West? Yo, Blueface, King of the West.
Nah. The day that happens, oh man. And don't get it wrong. Don't get it twisted. Like, honestly, if he improves, he could probably get somewhere. I'm not going to say the kid doesn't have a career in music. Mm-hmm. I just think he needs work. That's all I'm going to say. I'm not hating him. I just think he needs work. Exactly. If he gets that right team behind him and they push him. Like, look how he sounded with Einar Banks, the ukulele dude. He sounded good.
He clearly could rhyme on beat.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Chooses not to.
Yeah, I don't know if that's a gimmick or something, but.
Yeah, I mean, it worked. It worked because we would not be talking about him if he didn't do that, bro.
That's true.
He's just another nigga from the West. And it's more than just that. It's that, but that's like the personality part or the shock value part. But you know the homies is throwing wild bread behind that.
Yeah.
Come on, bro. You know that. Yeah. So it's perfect timing. It's perfect timing and execution. You got to love it.
Yeah.
You got to love it.
Yeah, he's figuring it out and it's working for him. What's some of them other albums that came out this year? So Drake dropped. When did Cardi's album drop? Was that this year?
Yeah, I was gonna say Cardi too, but the only thing for Cardi, I feel like sad as it is to say, and I'm not like one of these primitive niggas, like I feel like that album wasn't for men. Like I feel weird listening to it and rocking to it because of some of the stuff she's saying. But then again, I'm like, damn, this is how women must feel. But they've been used to it for so long that they sing along too now.
Wow, me, you just made a crazy connection,
yo,
huh?
Seriously, because but for me, I can't listen to Cardi album because even the stuff I can't even sing. I literally can't sing some of the parts that she's talking about because of my disposition as a man. Like I like women, not men. So. I couldn't say some of the stuff. You understand what I'm saying?
I hear you.
So it's like
good way to clean it up.
Yeah, like, I know. She's. It's a great album, but for me, it don't got no replay value because I can't.
You can't relate.
I can't relate.
Which is understandable. I mean, like, there's a reason why we're not sitting around listening to freaking Tim McGraw or something. We don't listen to that,
right,
which is fine.
Garth Brooks. Is he still alive?
I don't know.
I don't even know why I like Garth Brooks, bro. When we was kids, he was the only country dude every black club for some reason.
And Tim McGraw, because he had that song with Nelly.
Oh, yeah, Tim McGraw.
I think about it over and over again.
Yo, Tim McGraw. Facts.
Because it's the only. Yo, I'm about to bump that. I'm dropping that at the next party I'm spinning at.
Yo, what? I bet you people go crazy.
Yo, people forgot about that record.
Throw that right on right at the end. You're going to see some people crying.
Man, yo, good times. But let me think. Who else had a solid project? I mean, Nas dropped, Kanye dropped, but Kanye dropped that half-ass album. Was not impressed with that as a Kanye fan as well.
Maybe Scoop. That's what it was.
Pretty
it was
much.
Scoop Diddy Poop. Sorry.
And yo, I actually dropped that song. I played that
song. I know. The beat is hard.
OD. I can see why Drake was tight.
Bro, it upsets me personally because that beat is so hard, bro. Like, why would you do that?
Drake was living.
Lift yourself, get that sample. Oh,
crazy.
My God.
Crazy. Dude hops on the record. Poopity scoop.
I want to... That had to be drugs, though. So I believe he's drug-free now when he tweeted, like, what you posted on the page. Like, I believe he's drug-free now.
Yeah, he wants to get on that show with Joe Rogan for this year.
Right.
Man. 2019 looking great. That's going to be crazy.
Joe Rogan podcast is lit. I think he all had Elon Musk on there smoking.
Yeah, that's like, when Elon got caught up.
Yeah, and then he got caught for that. They was talking about, is he sane enough to run a company because he smoked weed? Shut up.
Crazy.
Shut up. How you think? So you think he hasn't been smoking this whole time? How you going to question his
character? He hasn't. That was his first time.
That was his first? Yeah, like, yep. I don't believe it.
That's what he said on the show. No, I mean, I've seen a couple.
Come on, bro.
Knowing Elon, it might be his first time. Well, not knowing him personally, but just like, you know, just the type of person he is. I can see it being his first time. And he says it on the show. He's like, yo, this is my first time smoking.
I remember I heard him, but I didn't believe him, bro. Niggas cap.
But it's like you said, too. My thing with it, and I don't know if we get into this topic a little bit, but my thing is with it, why are we concerned even if what he does in his personal life? At the end of the day, he's one of the few people that is actually trying to make a difference in the world.
Not even make a difference, actually trying to make it better, because you can make 100%. A bad difference.
Oh, yeah, yeah, true.
So he's one of the only people on earth trying to make things better. Mm. And you going to say, is he sane enough because he smoked weed? Are you dumb?
Crazy.
Like, the person who wrote that should have to go for, like, seriously. One of the smartest men on earth, you're gonna quit. You got the nerve. Who are you? Mm-hmm. You're a writer for a newspaper. You got the nerve to question one of the smartest men on earth.
Yeah. I think, like, he had to step down too from CEO of Tesla.
No, they tried to get him to step down.
Step down?
Nah. Uh-huh. I would have heard that, but don't fact check me. But
yeah,
because I actually really actively pay attention to SpaceX. And I swear I just heard them talking about the Boring Machine.
Yeah.
And no, he didn't step down. Yeah, he didn't step down yet. Because he was all talking about, I think he's actually dealing with some kind of controversy over the time. Look at this, bro. Mm-hmm. There was people, I think in like Malaysia or Thailand, wherever, there was some school kids trapped in an underground cave.
I remember that.
And it was filling with water and would have drowned them. And the people in the Philippines or wherever didn't have the technology to reach them. And for the stuff to get there, it would have took too long. Mm-hmm. But so they was training divers to go. The divers went, they got them. And then the divers had to train the kids how to swim out of the tunnel. But Elon Musk, after watching it, created a small enough submarine that they could send it through the tunnel system to rescue the kids. They told him one, they don't want his help, something like that. And then two, I think he's in controversy over that. Over, I think, like, somebody was criticizing him for it, and he might have said something.
Wow.
He might have said something to them, and now they point. You funny thing, I'm watching you right now, and your micro expression, the way your lip just went like that, bro. I feel it, bro. Like, are you sick? You didn't have to do nothing.
Yeah.
Tried to help when nobody else was doing anything, and you're mad that he tried to save some kid's life. Yo, this world, bro.
That's how they think, man. It's crazy. Like I said, he's the only person that wants to send people to Mars right now, and we sitting here criticizing this guy. But you know,
hey, what you gonna do?
Let's see what happens with 2019 for him, man.
Facts.
Speaking of things coming into 2019, what are some of your predictions, man? What do you think is going to happen in this music game? You got any artists you looking at?
2019, personally, this kid I heard, I think his name was Lord. Like, that nigga, boy, he's going to blow up 2019. I already see it coming. Like, he's been gaining some ill traction. Who else? 2019, who will blow? I feel like Nipsey, I'm sorry to keep bringing him up, I feel like he finally gonna get the acclaim that he deserved this year. I feel like maybe Dom Kennedy might make a resurgence because he got signed to All Money and now. Who else? Sheck West, if he could follow up Mamba. Yeah, if he could follow that up, he's gonna go crazy. Who else? JID definitely might supernova next year, because J. Cole and them is really like molding that nigga to be a superstar. So he might blow up too. Who else? I don't know. Maybe one of these little niggas.
Yes, I think that little wave and that mumble rap era is over.
I think so, too.
I think we're heading into, I said it before on the show, I call it contemporary hip-hop.
Okay.
I think that's
they
the...
They call it SoundCloud rappers. Let's just call them the SoundCloud
rappers. I don't think, I think, not that it's over, but I think it's getting very limited. I think the sound is moving towards a bit calmer tempo. We're getting more to, like, that 80 BPM range. Things are a little bit slower, 60 to 80. For example, Lil Baby and Gunna, if you guys want an example of what I'm talking about. You know, instrumentation, I see is going to be big for this year.
Oh, my God, is it?
And I'm gonna so be, excited. Yeah, it's going to be a lot of guitars. If there's any era that's about to happen with music where we could call it rock, I think it's going to be this year. Mm. There's a couple artists that are on my radar right now. I'm looking at
rock.
I think it's going to sound more rockish this year. It's going to have more of a rock sound to it.
Like Post Malone type shit.
Like Post Malone. Yeah, exactly. But more guitars. I could see an artist coming out on stage with a guitarist performing next to a guitarist. I could see that happening. Because, I mean, you know how epic it would be? Think about sold out dates. Think about the guitar at the beginning of sold out dates. If at the beginning of the song, if he performed and you saw a guitar player come out and open up one light on the stage, you know how epic that would be?
Right.
Yo, right. Lil Baby Gunna, cut the check. I just gave y'all an idea.
Right. Spend it on, because you
But as far as artists I'm paying attention to this year, I'm looking at this artist, YNW Melly. He has this song. Yeah, he got that record Murder on My Mind and Blue Balenciagas. Those are two songs I've been listening to from him. I also got my ear on Polo G. He's an artist from Chicago. He got the record Finer Things, in my opinion, is a hit. It's a hit song. I just hope he gets the right team behind him to push that record, to put it out. And last, I got Lil Moosey. He had a song that came out. If there's any Lils I see coming up, it's going to be him. I think he has a good look. He has a good sound. He sounds like his own individual artist. You know, two out of three of those, like I said, are that contemporary music style. Mm-hmm. And I see music's going to slow down a bit. Like that rah-rah stuff we're going to have it. But I don't see it being a takeover for this year.
I see. Casanova.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Casanova, if he could, like, keep his wave going and, like, really follow up with a banger, then I feel like he'll cross that threshold.
Yeah,
because right now he's like hood famous, but on a grand scale.
Yeah,
and he's in the right circles too. Like, he's always chilling with like Diddy and Puff and all of them.
I think he,
like,
just needs that right record.
Yeah,
to send him to the top.
Yeah,
I think he has to. He's gonna have to.
Over too though. I think it's cool as shit.
Yeah, he's gonna have to change the sound a bit to get that hit record.
Mm-hmm.
He's gonna have to find that niche. What makes him? He has to have. How could I say this? He has to have the audience of all ethnicities.
Right. I feel you. I feel you. Perfect. Good job on the cleanup. Shout out everybody that's tuning in and the, you know, quality assurance being done by DJ Deem right now. we got five. Hold on. Let me see. Yes. All right. Shout out everybody that's tuning in. Let us know how you feel in the comments right now. Top album of the year, who you thought had it? We already mentioned a few people. But
and opinions from this year. What do you think is happening for this year?
Yeah, how you think the culture is moving for next year? Let us know.
100%. And I think that's one of the reasons why Post Malone is so big. Think about it. Post Malone can grab all audiences. 6ix9ine was the same way. He grabbed all audiences. Juice WRLD as well.
True. Okay, good job. Because I was about to say something, but you just totally let that go. But nah, I feel you. Other predictions for the culture, though? I feel like Cardi B and Quavo are gonna break up like five more times. Is it Quavo? Sorry, Offset. Oh. My bad, no disrespect.
Somebody about to get on you in the comments.
I feel like they're gonna break up like five more times. What else? I feel like 6ix9ine gonna get off scot-free, hopefully.
I want to see that.
Only if he really ain't do nothing. Hold on, let me see. As far as artists that I think might grow, Lil TJ.
Lil TJ, yes.
Lil TJ.
I can agree. Yeah, from New York. He got that, I think his brother's, that's the name of the record. He definitely is buzzing right now.
He's already buzzing, respect. Yeah. What about, you heard of Smokey Margiela?
Yeah.
I feel like he might blow too if he get the right, like, wave going. I mean, he already got the wave, but if he get the right, just sick situation, if he fall into the right situation, he might blow. He's doing some things. And my boy Myers out there with him right now. I think he's his photographer. So shout out Myers. Keep doing your thing, bro.
Ooh, another one. Roddy Ricch.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Roddy Ricch, that singing, like, melodious, like...
That contemporary hip-hop.
Right. Yeah, facts. Roddy Ricch is definitely another one.
Yeah, he definitely that every season, man. I love that song. That song just, you play that and you just feel like, I think it's that, and we talked about this on the episode with, oh man, what's his name? Why can't I remember right now?
Not Africa.
We was talking about it, and we was talking a little bit about the Erner Banks and the guitar. Oh man, why I had him on the show? I'll remember it in a second. My brain's melting. It's still on New Year's Eve mode.
Yo, bro, oh my, I woke up today, bro, I don't even know how I'm doing this right now, but all I'm saying is, if you ever get drunk, drink a lot of water, don't be afraid to throw up, and then take a nap for like 30 minutes.
For like 30 hours. Yeah. Shout out to Africa for tuning in. Shout out to Africa for tuning in. We just talking about you, bro.
Like, that's crazy. Speak of the AMAC, and he shall arrive.
Word. I see him. Yo, speaking of things coming up, man, I'm not even gonna lie.
Facts. Africa, you on the right movement. Yo, big New Year's, bro. You on the right movements, bro, with the ownership shit, bro. Get yours, bro. Stop letting niggas take advantage of your creativity and your work, because your shit is really inspirational. It's classic and it's personal to you, but you make it relatable to everybody. So respect, bro. Keep doing your thing.
100%, man.
Year of abundance, bro.
100%. Everybody about to win. Other artists that I see, and I said before, Blueface is definitely gonna blow up. We can't deny it. If you DJ and you listening, make sure you have the records in your Serato, because you're gonna have to play it. Somebody's gonna start requesting it. You want to be prepared.
Yeah, Blueface gonna blow up. He is. As sad to say as it is, I just hope. Good looks, bro. I appreciate it. Facts. They ain't about to take our shit. Big facts, nigga. Yo, we need you on the next episode, though. But you already know that's in the work, bro. But Blueface. Yeah, Blueface is lit. I can't lie. I'm not gonna hate at all. Cause get your money, you feel me? Why would you box food out somebody, bro?
Exactly. So King Africa Max says Blueface only litty because they took down Tekashi. You think so?
Maybe. Well, I don't know. I think he would have still came out just because he got people behind him too.
So Mance came in perfect timing.
Facts. He did though. But if he really take over, bro, he is an industry plant, bro. But I don't know if it's really industry. I feel like it's his mans that's pushing him, like probably the Crip niggas behind him. Really pushing him.
And that could definitely happen. Like we mentioned earlier, that's definitely something.
My bad. Disrespect. Speaking of Crip niggas and the West Coast, Savvy Third. SAVII3RD. Savvy Third, West Side. Y'all need to check him out. I believe the first single that blew up was called Just Another Day. Crazy hard album. That nigga's gonna blow up. It's so real, like Baby, you know Baby from Cash Money.
Yeah.
He went over to the West Side and created Cash Money West type shit and signed Savvy as his first artist. So you already know, you feel me? Baby don't do nothing stupid if he don't think he's gonna get his money. So Savvy definitely gonna blow. Shout out him.
Yeah, I can see that too. I'm excited to see what happens, man, for this year. I think there's gonna be a lot of good music, a lot of good stuff coming out. The sound is definitely gonna change, so everybody be prepared for that. Last year was the transition, man. It was the transition. We talked about it on the episode. But I think last year was the end of, I say it again, as hip hop as we know it. It was the hardcore rap stuff that y'all want to hear is done. These kids is coming up. They taking over.
Honestly, it depends. Another thing I see, I feel like next year, or maybe the year after that to come, we're gonna start taking back the culture. We're gonna start taking the culture back from people that aren't supposed to be in control of it. Cause I've been seeing a lot of pictures of like Diddy and Jay chilling together, and like older hip hop heads, and like people that really got say so influence, and now they got the funds behind them too. So I feel like we're going to start taking the culture back and shaping it the way we want it to. Even thinking about like title and stuff like that, like the way like we have ownership over that. You feel me? It's not like the regular bigger heads that's in control of it. So once we get control over the culture, I feel like all like the mumble rap era, all that couldn't have happened if we were in control.
I don't know, man. I don't think it was the culture that made it happen. I think the internet made that happen.
Yeah, but who's in control of SoundCloud?
On the chat, King Africa Max says, they pushed the button on him as soon as Tekashi got locked, because his song Dead Locks, I guess he meant Deadass, been out from March or May, but ain't go viral till like October. Before then, the views was weak. It's a few articles on it and videos talking about Blueface.
Okay, respect. So yeah, I guess so. That's crazy. I wonder what
smart.
You think he Illuminati?
Nah, I mean that's smart though. You see a gap and you fill the gap.
Yeah, that's
you fill
crazy.
The gap. If you really think about it, like Instagram has been dead since Tekashi has gotten locked. There's nothing hot. He made Instagram hot for 2018. He made the challenges. You wanted to see where in Chicago is 6ix9ine. We all paid attention to that. That was crazy. Mm-hmm. The music that he was putting out, we wanted to see, is it going to hit the billboards? Mm-hmm. Is it going to be a hot song? Tekashi understood that. And, you know, Blueface and his team saw the gap and was like, all right, you're funny. The first place I saw it was on Academics page. Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to lie, the first time I saw it, I thought it was a joke. So I scrolled right past it.
Tekashi.
I thought somebody was, no, on Blueface.
Oh, Blueface.
I thought it was a parody. Mm-hmm. I thought it was like a parody song. And I'm like, what the hell is this? So I just scrolled right past it. Next thing you know, 2-3 weeks later, Ronda Rock says, that's true. I didn't hear about him until October.
Well,
yeah.
There you go.
Fill the gap.
That's how I go, bro. They need to get that algorithm off. That algorithm's like, feed me, bro. And they doing it.
Hey, artists are getting smarter. But I was saying before, even about like SoundCloud and the culture. It's called the pump plan. It's a whole internet marketing scheme.
Watch out.
Oh.
Okay, we got somebody doing research on it. Africa, we got to talk, bro.
I've heard of that before. Shout out to Taylor. I think Taylor did a video on that. The pump plan.
Taylor?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Shout out El Jazz. Bro.
He did a video on that. A little quick video. He explained the pump plan.
Wow. That's crazy. I guess I got to go back and check that.
Mm-hmm.
I missed that one. Jesus. But, well, I'm not surprised. Because look at the whole... Well, let me not give that away. I ain't giving it away. Nope. Yeah, I got to Nobody tell me.
Shout out to Flea Mason for tuning in. Shout out BX Productions for tuning in as well.
Shout out. Oh, my man's Productions. Heard you. I've been on that before. That's how my music was going viral like 2 years ago. That's what Africa is saying. Soon started back up. Ooh, respect.
Yeah.
What is it? BGBDB? Ah, man. I got to look it up. I'm not saying it on this. Yes, Lord. Yes, sir. Shout out Productions, BX, what up? I see you, buddy.
Word, man. But yeah, I mean that's coming to some of the stuff that we see happening for 2019.
BG, definitely gonna... BDBG, I hate you. Big goals, big in your gang. I heard
talk about it. a lot more stuff coming for this year, more quality time rewards. If y'all don't know what that is, quality time actually rewards its audience members and people that are tuned in. We're going to be dropping the details real soon on how y'all can participate, be part of the Quality Time family. Yes. Last week for Christmas, we gave away a brand new, we didn't give away, somebody earned a brand new TV.
Right. Somebody that's earned. The right way, because some people, we had some kind of, we had some frustrations from people who they should have won or whatever. But at the end of the day, we revamped the process live and said, go tell people to tune in and tag your name three times. The first person of three wins. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if y'all thought we was joking, but the ones who knew that we wasn't got on it and got on won. It. So that's
brand new TV. Brand new TV.
And next year, don't worry, because the whole year we got stuff planned on this reward program. The whole year. But next year, Christmas time, wait. Just watch. Just watch. You thought the TV was bad. Watch. Somebody, we might Oprah niggas and get somebody a Kia or something.
Like send somebody on vacation. What you talking about?
Facts. Who trying to go to the Bahamas?
We going to make it happen. Tune in every week. Figure out how y'all can be a part. Quality Time rewards. Get y'all a piece of the pie, man.
Yes, sir.
Invite your friends, invite your family. Let them know what we're doing. More people that tune in, the bigger the prizes get. More people that participate, the bigger the prizes get.
Help us, help you, help yourself, help yourself, help your friend, help your friend. However you want to like play. Quality Time watches, you heard.
Yeah.
We about to start making them. Don't worry. Don't worry. Runaway Boy Steve, we see you. Shout out yourself. Yeah, as soon as you jump in, we shout niggas out.
We love y'all. And if y'all got any questions, any comments, anything y'all want us to talk about, just go in the DMs, shoot us a message, let us know.
And while we're streaming, if you got anything you want to say, throw it in the comments. We definitely interact with the audience. This is what we here for, Quality Time. The reason why it's called Quality Time, because it's time well spent. Y'all niggas is winning shit. Y'all having good convo. Y'all meeting new people. Watch here. Suggestions. Serato Box.
Serato Box. Shout out to the DJs.
Shout out to the DJs.
Yo, we could do that. We could definitely do that. If we have enough DJs tuned in, I don't see why not.
Exactly.
I don't see why not at all.
So, yeah, get your friends on it. Let them know. Spread the word. SL3.
We could do that. We could do the full. We do big things over here.
All right, so listen. So invite three, preferably four people. You heard me? You know what I mean? Let's get this money.
Word. Share the IG. Yo, check us out.
Yo, shout out Flea. Nigga said this nigga LDOT setup looked like he had 105 points. Respect, brody.
100%. Yeah. But, you know, tune in. Share the episode, share the page, share everything. We post new stuff every day. There's always something new up on Quality Time. It's about that time where Instagram is gonna kick us off. So we're gonna go ahead and wrap it up.
I can't believe that much time passed so quick. It's 10 o'clock.
We was gonna do a short episode too.
Word. Damn, son. Man, respect for tuning in and holding it down with us for this hour, man. We appreciate y'all to the fullest. We just gotta reiterate that for the New Year's. Remember, everybody, try to go out, achieve your goals, reach newer heights, like, and just eat. But don't let the negativity follow you into the new year. Don't let the negativity follow into your new year. It's a game we all out here playing. And as long as you continue in the game, you could always hit reset no matter what. Just don't plug it out. You hear me? Leave the game on.
Talk about it. Talk about it.
Let's do this.
All right, that's it, y'all. DJ Deem signing out.
It's your boy, Lord. Yes, big fucking goals. Africa heard you.
Jeez. That was beautiful. Yep, stopping everything. Yo.